We're going. Good morning. Welcome to worship on this, the 15th Sunday in the season of Pentecost. Special welcome to our visitors in our midst today. Any visitors today? Thanks for coming. Thank you for strengthening our worship experience today by your presence among us. Take time, please, to fill out the friendship register. Pass it on down your row. And then send it back again. You might find yourself sitting next to somebody you haven't met yet. And you'll see their name. And then you can say, "Hi, so-and-so. My name is so-and-so." Although, don't use so-and-so, okay? All right. A few announcements on the day. Today, we've got lots going on. We've got our third grade Bible presentation by our Welka group. We've got our youth who went backpacking this summer. In Montana, they're doing a presentation. That picture, that funny-looking guy up there, that's a part of that video presentation. And we wanted to do that with our Sunday school up here so they get an idea of what they get to look forward to doing when they're in high school, too. After coffee time today, we're going to have a presentation, an informational meeting on our Befriender ministry. So come, stay for coffee. And then hear about this just wonderful caregiving ministry that we're starting here at Faith, where we walk alongside those who are experiencing all sorts of different trauma, grief, loss that can occur over the course of a lifetime. Death of a spouse, a divorce, loss of a child. And we've got folks in our congregation that have those experiences. And we're inviting you and encouraging you to be a part of a Befriender informational meeting. We're not going to make you sign your name in blood today. That'll happen later, okay? but really, and even if you just want to know, I've been hearing about this Befriender ministry. What's that all about? Stick around after coffee. We won't shut the tap off, so you can still have more coffee if you want. But stick around to find out what that is all about. A week from tomorrow is our monthly book discussion. We're going to hold it here. We can't hold it anymore at Java Walk. And so kind of until we find out where, we're just going to meet here next week. A Man Called Ovi is the book we've been reading. Just a delightful, powerful, funny, wise story. And there's copies of the book available. It's a pretty quick read. So if you pick it up today, copies in the office, you can get through it in a week. I'm going to call on Joel Hood at this time, who has a temple talk for us.
Good morning. As Mark said, I'm Joel Hood. I'm the Vice President of the congregation this year. I've been asked to come and fill you in on a couple of your bulletin inserts. We'll give you a little look through that. In 2 weeks, August 6th, we're going to have our Harvest Sunday where we're going to be asking for your pledges. Lee and Jan Yager will be here. Lee will lead us in worship that day. We're also having a meal served after that worship service, and we'd like you to RSVP if you're going to attend that meal after that service on August 6th. So this is the one insert in your bulletin we'd like you to fill out if you're going to have that meal with us. The second insert, being the old teacher that I am, retired now, but we got a little homework for you. That's the white sheet. So if you take that out, we'll try to discuss a little bit what that means. First of all, the Church Council would like to thank you for all your support of Faith Lutheran Church over the years. Your gifts, financial, your stewardship through service groups, Sunday school teachers, etc. There's countless volunteer hours that are given to further our ministry. And we don't want to belittle that at all. It's fantastic what you've given to our church, and we greatly appreciate it. As I said, on October 6th, we're going to ask for your financial stewardship for the upcoming year. And we have two models that we'd like you to consider, and they are on the double-sided sheet of a white paper that was given you. Our challenge to each and every one of you, our families, is for you to increase your giving by 1%. If you're a numbers type person, one model would be the side with all the numbers on it. You would look through, find your weekly income on the left-hand column, and then in the other columns to the right, for that weekly income, you'd go across that row, you could find what you're giving, and then if you go back to the top of the page, you would find a percent then of that weekly income. And our challenge, again, would be for you to move one step to the left and increase your weekly giving by 1%. Now, I taught long enough to know all those numbers don't mean a lot to some people when they look at that. So on the other side, there is another model, a little more visual. It has a step. And again, we're asking you to make a step up in your weekly giving. On these steps on the back side of this white sheet, we have all of our 207 households divided into what step they're giving. So on the very first step, we have 73 members that are giving between $0 and $5 a week. And then as you step up, you see that we currently have 35 members giving from $5 to $10 a week. Therefore, that step goes up. What we would challenge you to do is find what step you're on based on your weekly giving, and then make a step up for next year when we do our Harvest Sunday on October 6th. So we'd ask you to take this home. It's your homework assignment. Yes, it is. In 2 weeks, you'll come back, and there will be a pledge card, which we will gather during the service. And we'd ask you to carefully consider and hopefully accept that challenge to step up your giving for next year. Let's pray. Lord, be with you. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the gifts that you give to us each and every day. And help us. Help us to discern how we should share those gifts. Give us guidance as we consider our stewardship and as we approach Harvest Sunday. In your name we pray, and in your Son, Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel. Congregation, please stand. We'll sing our opening hymn, Soli Deo Gloria. We're going to sing the odd verses, 1, 3, and 5. I know it says 5 in there, just 5. But let's sing verses 1, 3, and 5. Thanks.
congregation, please be seated.
And call upon the Welka ladies right now for the presentation of the Bibles.
Would the parents or special person of those receiving Bibles today come forward with them? And we'll have the children stand right here and the parents in front of them. And Liz is going to give the Bibles to the parents. The women of the ELCA of Faith Lutheran is pleased to participate in assisting the parents of our third graders with fulfilling part of the pledge they made when their child was baptized. The pledge in part says we will faithfully bring them to the services of God's house, teach them the Lord's Prayer, and the Creed and the Ten Commandments, and as they grow in years, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures. We are pleased to present a Bible to each of those receiving Bibles today through the hands of their parents or special person that are with them today. Parents, women of the ELCA gives to your child these Bibles through your hands. And may you help them find all of those scriptures, their favorite ones, your favorite ones, and all those that go with their Sunday school lessons. Thank you.
So this past summer, there were 13 of us that went on a hiking trip through Christicon Bible Camp, south of Big Timber, Montana. And what follows is a presentation that Sarah Pullins put together for us. It's wonderful work, Sarah, that gives you a little bit of an idea of the experience that we shared during our time together in Montana. Here we go.
Welcome to Christendom!
We're going!
There. turning around.
Yeah!
It's fun just walking.
First
watching
mile.
The feet.
Do you have bones?
Oh, yeah.
Niptum latte. Oh yeah.
Got a mosquito on your forehead.
Are you done with your other
side? You must have.
Kind of like exactly like
in the shadow.
Like reliving it all over again, except I showered this morning. What a deal. Our worship service continues on page 184, in the front of your red hymnal. Yeah, Sunday school kids, go on down, and in a few years, that'll be you, doing exciting things like that together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the community of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison, every day. For peace in the world, for the health of the church, for the unity of all. For this holy house who offer worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. We may live out your impassioned response to the hungry and the poor. That we may live out truth and justice and grace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world and on our way. Every day. For peace in our hearts, for peace in our homes, for friends and family, for life and for love, for our work and our play, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison, on our world. Every day. For your spirit to guide, that you center our lives in the water and the word, that you nourish our souls with your body and blood, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Listen. On our world and on our way, Kyrie eleison, every day. the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. Glory to God in the highest, peace to God's people on earth. Christ with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please stand.
Glory to God in the highest, peace to God's people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God among us, we gather in the name of your Son to learn love for one another. Keep our feet from evil paths. Turn our minds to your wisdom and our hearts to the grace revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The congregation, please be seated. We continue with the readings.
The first reading is from Amos. Hear this, that you may trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. And the psalm is Psalm 113. Please read responsively. Hallelujah. Give praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Let the name of the Lord be blessed from this time forth forevermore.
From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised.
The Lord is high above all nations. God's glory above the earth.
Who is like the Lord our God, who sits enthroned on high? The Lord takes up the weak out of the dust and lifts up the poor from the ashes.
And throwing down the rulers of
the evil. The Lord makes the woman of a childless house to be a joyful mother of children. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that
supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Jesus Christ, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time, for this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
Thank you.
Continue with the gospel. Please stand for the reading.
The gospel reading is from Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said, while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for mountaintop moments and experiences where you draw near to us and your glory is revealed. As we think about the mountaintop experiences of our youth this summer and those that we have as had as well that sustain us through the valleys and the dark times, we give thanks to you. Now may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strong rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Youth, we're going to kind of line up here between the two, the pulpit and the lectern, so come on up. We're each going to share a minute or two about our experiences this past summer. So this past summer, the group that is before you went up on a mountain to pray, to draw closer to Jesus and to one another. It was a transfiguring experience. It was hard. We hiked over 70 miles during our 5 days in the mountains, averaging a little bit more than 14 miles a day. Many of us were humbled by the work and the power of the mountain. It was a good experience because it was hard. You know how that is? Following Jesus is called discipleship. The root word here is discipline. Like an athlete who disciplines her body by physical training, or a scholar who disciplines his mind through study. We are disciples of Jesus not because following Jesus is easy. Adhering to Jesus' teachings on love and compassion for others may make our lives more challenging. The youth and adults that will now speak about their experiences should be commended. I've been involved in youth ministry for over 30 years now, going back to when I was a Bible camp counselor. And the week I spent with this group in the Absaraka Beartooth Wilderness of Montana was one of the best weeks I've spent among our church's youth. They should be commended because they chose this path, this journey up the mountain and down again. They had all sorts of different other trips they could have taken. This is the one they chose. Ole and Chris Anderson were amazing in their commitment and love to our kids, not just their own kids. They displayed their caring arts, one a teacher and the other healer. And I am so grateful to serve Jesus here in Bagley in their midst. Also, thanks to my wife, Sarah. It's such a joy to experience ministry like this after 30 years now as a family. And finally, thank you, the members of Faith Lutheran, for supporting our youth with your prayers, by serving on boards, helping with the fair booth, and through so many other acts of love and devotion. This is how Jesus changes the world. Now, enjoy the stories of our kids.
Hi, my name is Kylie Anderson, and I'm a senior this year at Bagley High School. I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to go on this amazing trip with all these people, including my mom, dad, and sister, so it was kind of like a family trip for me. Our week in the backcountry of Montana was one of the toughest, most physically and mentally demanding, and yet best weeks of my life. We were all able to experience so many new things, from giant cows to digger runs, to the feeling of hiking up steep inclines with a 30-pound pack on our back. There were times when each of us thought we weren't going to make it through, but little Sarah and Quentin fought through their altitude sicknesses. Brig survived her hundreds of mosquito bites, and Pastor Mark went into tractor mode. Strawberry made it to the peak of the mountain after a couple breakdowns. All of these hard times were very testing on all of us, but with the help of our faith and each other, we made it. It was all worth it for me when we made it to the very top of Mount Independence with the people that were now like family to me. The views at 10,420 feet were absolutely incredible, and the pictures really don't do it any justice. I'm so beyond grateful to have been able to grow so close to all these people and with God. It was the most unforgettable vacation ever, and I will treasure these memories forever. I'd like to give huge thanks to you, the church, and to everyone who supported us through everything. This wouldn't have been possible without all of the fundraising and generous donations, and we are so grateful for all of it. Team Bonesaw.
Duct tape and DEET. Never have I used so much or been so thankful for in 1 week. We knew we'd be hiking 5 to 10 miles a day, and I had been wearing my hiking boots to break them in, walking around farm by the lake with my dog, Reba, and the gravel roads nearby. However, it was nothing like wearing them on rough, rocky roads, trails, up and down inclines for 8+ hours a day. I knew blisters were going to be inevitable, and I thought I was planning ahead by bringing moleskin. Luckily, our counselors, Molly and Kurt, advised being proactive and to put duct tape on any areas that were starting to form hot spots. Molly had a full roll of white duct tape on her backpack. Dutifully, every morning, I wrapped my heels and my little toes in the protective tape, and my feet survived with minimal damage. As good Minnesotans, we all know about mosquitoes. And I figured, how bad could it be? There's no need to pack bug spray, as Christicon recommended. We'd be high in the mountains with streams and melting snow. It'd be no problem. Ha. We spent 2 nights in a mosquito-infested valley. The bugs hovered and swarmed all over us, crawling and buzzing, even ending up in our food. The bug spray was a last-minute purchase in Billings, and we nearly used up both bottles of 98% DEET in those 2 days. Just as we wrapped and covered ourselves in protective duct tape and DEET, God also wraps us in his loving arms to protect us from harm. Luckily, the most important things we needed for this trip were things we didn't have to physically pack. In fact, I hope some of us even gained more along the way. Those items were our faith in God and the knowledge that we are saved from the power of sin and death by the grace of God through Jesus. While I truly appreciated the physical items of duct tape and DEET, I was even more appreciative of the breathtaking beauty of the mountains, the new and deeper relationships with my own family and my church family, and most importantly, the everlasting love of our Father. This trip was amazing. I was so proud of how well our youth interacted as friends and siblings supporting each other. Everyone pitched in and worked hard with minimal complaining. I want to thank you as members of Faith for helping us make this impactful adventure possible with your financial and prayerful support. Thanks to my fellow travelers, Team Bonesaw, for your positive energy and friendship.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm also a senior this year. When we all sat down last year after our trip to Houston and started talking about where we would like to go the next year, Pastor Mark handed us all a list of a few options of places to go. I saw backpacking in Montana, and I got really excited because I thought it would just be my friends and I hiking in the mountains for a week. But when we got there, we all found out how different it was going to be. We spent 5 days out on the mountain hiking. We spent the first 2 days heading all uphill, which were the hardest days for all of us, I think, with all the elevation sickness and dehydration. We moved at a pretty slow pace for those 2 days, and we all blamed it on the adults with bad knees, but I think we secretly were all glad to be moving slower than we expected. The third day was our layover day and the day we got to peak the mountain. That day was probably one of the best days of my life, but also the hardest. For me personally, peaking a mountain is not easy. I'm afraid of heights, climbing on loose rock, and I really thought I was gonna die. About halfway up, I stepped on some unstable rocks, which caused me to panic. There were some tears, a lot of tears. For a second, I really thought I just wanted to go back down to stable ground, but I knew I would regret it if I didn't make it to the top. So shout out to Olin for being nice to me for once and helping me get to the top. I will admit to more tears at the top, happy tears and tears of fear, but I don't regret deciding to make it to the top. The last 2 days were downhill, and by that point, it had been almost 5 days without a shower and 7 days spent with the same 13 people. We were all anxious to get back to camp, but definitely sad it was coming to an end. The last day and the last mile of our hike, I had the most satisfying and accomplishing feeling. 5 days, 50 miles. But the trip wasn't all just about hiking. We woke up every morning at 6, got ready for the day, ate, helped clean up, and then started our day with a morning worship before our hike. We would have Bible study every day, either during our lunch or after we got to our camp for the night, and we would end our day with another worship. We connected with God in this beautiful place, and we learned things about Him and the people we were spending these 5 days with. I can say that some parts of the trip I was not particularly fond of. The thousands of mosquitoes, air-drying dishes at 7 a.m. in 50-degree weather, or digging our own toilet. But the experience definitely made it worth it. I would like to thank Faith Lutheran for making these trips possible, Pastor Mark and Sarah for taking us on these trips and teaching us about God, Camp Christicon for the amazing experience, Atonement Church in Montana for letting us stay there for 2 nights before and after our hiking, Molly and Kurt, our amazing guides, the chaperones for dealing with all us teenagers, my amazing digger buddies, and all of the kids who went on the trip and made it so memorable. I remember this trip forever, and I feel so blessed to have gone on it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katya Anderson. So at first, I wasn't in the car. I was a little bit scared about going. I was like, 5 days without a shower, getting up at 6 a.m., I don't know. But then we all bonded really well and all made amazing memories together. And then we peaked a mountain, and all that hard work finally paid off. And I got to take a lot of pictures, and so that was really fun. And we got to see a lot of really pretty horses, and I love horses, so that was great. And then there was the mosquitoes and the dishes and eating the mosquitoes in your oatmeal and sucking the leftover pudding out of the bag and the digger runs. All of that was really amazing too. But the trip was overall one of the best, most memorable times of my life, and I was so lucky to be able to go on it. So I just want to thank all of you for your donations and support, and all of my buddies who went with me. And yeah, so thank you. Oh wait, I have one more thing to say. The whitewater rafting trip was pretty fun too.
Well, the trip to Montana was pretty fun. Definitely learned quite a few things, but I got to spend a lot of quality time with my brother and my good friend Palmer, and got to know everybody on the trip a lot better than I did. But at the start of the trip, I was nervous that, oh boy, we got 5 days sitting or walking miles and miles with a 50 pound backpack on our shoulders. But then I learned that we had a strap, so that made me feel a lot better. And it was fun, but the more difficult part of the hiking was definitely the inclines and the food. There's no meat. I mean, the first day we had meat because it wouldn't spoil in the day, but the rest of the time we didn't, and one of the meals was just two slices of pita bread and then peanut butter. So slap that on, take a bite, and hope you feel a lot better. Hiking was tough, and it helped me appreciate the fact that we don't have to walk around with a 30 or 50 pound pack on every day. And the trip brought me closer to God by testing my limits and trusting in Him that I was going to make it through when the road got tough. I would like to make a note of the last 5 miles. The church put a slide together that everybody laughed at except for us because we didn't know what it was. They made a slide together was good luck on the last 5 miles. So they had a good laugh at that, and we were like, yeah, that's pretty funny. The last 5 miles was a road that had rocks like this big going through. You'd be sitting in the car going like this the whole ride. We were only going 10 miles an hour, and then here comes this van speeding by us that's going like, I don't even know, like 30 miles an hour. Just poof. Then they rolled down their window and was like, hey, Minnesotans. I got to experience my first taste of altitude sickness the first night. This first night we were sitting in a circle, ready, doing our highs and lows. Palmer passed me this talking piece, and I was like, yeah, I can't talk. So I walked over to the woods, threw up. So I sat in my tent, took a nap, and I woke up. We had the best meal that we had that whole night, which was mac and cheese and tuna. Except there wasn't cheese in the mac and cheese, it was just butter. And that was the best meal, because I got it in like this little bucket, and it was delicious. And instead of packing, so we have water and stuff. They had iodine. That also made me sick, because I can't drink that. So we had to pump water from this little tiny pump, and it'd take like 10 minutes to fill one little bottle, and we had to fill up gallons and then 15 water bottles that everybody drank up. So it'd take like an hour to fill those up while we're making breakfast and stuff. And well, Palmer was a good help. Everybody was a good help in this. My brother, he helped me quite a bit. We looked through some photos in one of the last nights there. We were looking through photos of what happened, and we were all giggling in our tents and talking about what we think we'd do when we get back. And I said, I'm going to take a shower. not at Christicon, but I'm going to take a shower at the church so I don't have to sit in a shower with a curtain. So I'd like to thank all the chaperones that came, especially Oli, the one who would venture off whenever he felt like it. Just we were supposed to cross rivers and stuff, and then here comes Ollie. He didn't want to take off his moleskin or anything, so he'd be like, "Well, I'm just gonna find a way around." The counselor was like, "No, you can't do that." And Ollie was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do it." There's no way you could change Ollie's mind. And then he caught fish. He brought fishing rods. He couldn't catch any. He really wanted to catch some fish, so he came home with the fishes on a stick, as you guys saw. He's just walking in, "Hey guys, I caught some fish." And we cooked them, and I didn't eat much. I didn't eat the fish, but I'm sure everybody else liked it. We had meat. So I'd like to thank all the chaperones, the support and donations we've received from the church and the community to make this possible. Thank you.
Okay, hi, my name is Sarah. I am a sophomore in high school. So Christagon taught me to be really, really, really grateful for everything I have, because we had nothing. I felt like we were all cavemen just living a strange life. So we didn't have service in the mountains, which for our generation was a huge struggle. So we couldn't send messages or anything, and it honestly was pretty nice being able to unplug. But I also was super curious, and all I wanted to do was to know what was happening in our small town. So that was one major accomplishment, that I went without a phone for a week. So no running water, bugs in my food, no AC. I got sick on the second day. We had to carry Ollie's fishing rod. We had a lot of struggles, but honestly, peaking a mountain 11,000 feet in the sky made it all worth it. Being able to look upon for miles and miles and miles, it honestly is an experience that probably will never experience again. So extremely, extremely grateful for that, because without the bad times, which was pretty much walking up the mountain and walking back down, we wouldn't know what the good times were like. So I'd like to thank all of you guys for making that possible for me. And yeah.
Hello, I am Bryson Freiberg. We went on the trip to Montana. It was pretty fun. We stopped at the world's largest buffalo, isn't it? The world's largest buffalo, yeah. And took a couple pictures there. That was pretty neat. Big old concrete statue of a buffalo. I think it was concrete. And then the world's largest cow as well on our way out there. We tried to stop at a lot of the world's largest statues. We got a few. And then we got to the church that we were staying the night at on our way out there, and we were going to stay there again on our way back. And we got there, we were like, "We have a couple hours. Let's go practice hiking." The practice hiking was nowhere near the real hiking, but we decided we were going to go with practice anyway. We went over to a plateau. I forget the trail's name, though. The Rim Rocks. The Rim Rocks. We practiced there. There kind of was a trail, but really we were just climbing down the rocks and taking pictures of rocks. That was pretty fun. And then we got back, went to sleep, and in the morning we were warned of the last 5 miles. That last 5 miles took us an hour. And then when we got to Christicon, everybody was like, yeah, you made it. Congratulations, you're here. And we were preparing for the mountains. And to prepare, we were weighed and we were given backpacks a quarter to a third of our weight. They were heavy. I don't know how we carried them for 8 hours. It was a struggle. Then the first night, Quinton got altitude sickness. It was pretty bad, but he pulled out right away in the morning. We were ready to go right away in the morning. The counselors were afraid we'd have to head back down because Quinton would be too sick to continue. But he pulled through, and the second night was full of mosquitoes. Yeah, that was terrible. Then in the morning, we climbed Mount Independence, which was the lowest of the mountains that we could have possibly climbed, but Mount Monument was the other mountain we could have climbed, and it was covered with snow, so we couldn't get up there, sadly. And we saw Mount Haystack, very peaked, and they said to climb that, you're going to need mountain climbing gear. I thought that was the mountain we were climbing at first. And then the third night was even worse than the second night, even though we were in the exact same spot. Maybe that was why we had so many mosquitoes that night. Everybody, all the mosquitoes were like, hey, there's this big campground over there. Let's go. Oh, I stayed in the tent most of the night. And it rained second and third night.